Now, the jewel, this jewel of one's true nature, one's true being, has many different facets and many different forms. And one of the best known of these is what is called the Chintamani, usually translated as the wish-fulfilling jewel. And this is a form of dual symbolism that comes directly from, that is part and parcel of, general Indian mythology. In Indian mythology, Hindu, Buddhist, Jain, the wish-fulfilling gem, the wish-fulfilling jewel, is the sort of thing that you get in one form or another in the mythologies and the folklore and the fairy stories of the world. It's an object that gives you everything that you want, that grants every wish of your heart, every desire, just like Aladdin's lamp. You hold it in your hand and you say, I wish, and you get it. And when you've recovered from your surprise, you maybe you hold it again, I wish, and it comes. So this is sort of universal dream of humanity, to have some jewel or some magic pot or some magic lamp or magic anything that will give you just whatever you want. So in Indian mythology, this is called the Chintamani, the wish-fulfilling or the wish-granting gem. They've also got a wish-fulfilling tree and a wish-fulfilling cow and a wish-fulfilling pot, but we're not going into all that now. But it's much the same sort of symbolism. So there's also this wish-fulfilling gem. So this makes its appearance in Buddhism too. And in Buddhism, the wish-fulfilling gem symbolizes the bodhicitta, the will to enlightenment, the bodhisattva's will to enlightenment, the bodhisattva's aspiration to gain enlightenment for the benefit of all. Because once you've got enlightenment, you've got everything. You don't really need anything else at all. All your wishes, all your desires, all your aspirations are fully satisfied. So everything is satisfied in that. So enlightenment, even in its primitive, rudimentary form of the bodhicitta, is the real, the true Chintamani, the real, the true wish-fulfilling gem. Now, in Buddhist art, the wish-fulfilling gem, as the bodhicitta, is often represented as a flaming jewel, a brilliant, shining jewel with flames, as it were, bursting out of it. And this represents the fact that the bodhicitta, the will to enlightenment, the bodhisattva's will to enlightenment, is on fire with activity, and the adventitious defilements of the mind are all being burned up. Now, this jewel is, as it were, very protean. It splits up into three. And then what do we get? We get the three jewels. We get the Buddha jewel, the Dharma, the teaching, the Dharma jewel, the Sangha, the spiritual community, the Sangha jewel. In other words, the three jewels, as we call them, or the three refuges, that is to say, the three highest values of Buddhism. This one great value looks at from three different points of view. And the jewel also becomes the Vajra, the Dorje. And the Vajra, or the Dorje, is both diamond and thunderbolt, that which is indestructible, which can destroy anything, smash anything, obliterate anything, but itself is unscathed, unscratched. It's the transcendental, it's the absolute. And in this way, the word Vajra entering into many compounds, you've got the Vajrayana, you've got the Vajra Guru, the Vajra Kaya, Vajra Kula, and many other terms. But a consideration of these, or of this aspect, would lead us too far afield. We'd better return.